I'm doing very well, thank you. Good morning.
Thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. Counting down the days, April 29th and 30th, it's the 2025 Indigenous Trailblazers Summit. Right off the bat, I thought we'd find out what exactly the summit's all about.
Yeah, so the Indigenous Trailblazers Summit is a 100% grassroots, planned, coordinated, and executed event. Working directly with we're taking all the information that comes directly from what we've heard over the last 20 years, especially with now that we have that, we're in that current position of reconciliation. I haven't seen a lot of it with regards to call to action 92, 94. So one of the things that we've done is I've actually been working in economic development, business development, working with many nations in my 20 plus years of experience. And the one thing that I found that the one area we're missing is kind of hosting our own events that are just driven by the people, developed by the people, for the people, and inviting industry. So creating an event where the Indigenous communities and industry, everyone invests into an event, and let's make something happen.
And you put together a very busy weekend. I see you've got 92 booths set up for the trade show. Maybe you can give us an idea of what you've got lined up there.
Yeah, well, essentially there was 92 booths was because it's called to action 92. The original intent was to have 92 booths, and that was supposed to be a 50-50 split between the non-Indigenous Trailblazers and the Indigenous Trailblazers. We got our last count now, we have 44. So we tapped out at 44. We have 11 non-Indigenous Trailblazers and another 33 Indigenous Trailblazers at the event.
Fantastic. And keynote speakers, who have you got coming?
Malcolm Bruce with Edmonton Global is going to be there. He's going to be one of our keynote speakers, sharing at the event what Edmonton Global does and how Edmonton Global is embracing the relationship that it has with the Indigenous communities. They focus on the region here in and around the Edmonton area. The Edmonton metropolitan area, but definitely I've been working with Edmonton Global on their Indigenous engagement piece for a while on another initiative, the Hydrogen Initiative here in Alberta. So he's going to be speaking and sharing what Edmonton Global does and, you know, how they be incorporated and, you know, what they do on the import export side of things and how they're looking to partner and, you know, become more aligned with what the Indigenous communities are doing and how they can work together.
Chatting with Reg Potts from the 2025 Indigenous Trailblazers Summit. I know you've got some cultural celebrations lined up as well. Do tell.
Yeah, we do have some cultural celebrations. So I know often what we have at these events is we have a little bit of a show that's happening throughout the day. Unfortunately, we won't be doing that. We actually have a couple of individuals coming that are going to be doing presentations for us. Buffy Mandel is going to be coming and she'll be doing a dance there. So as we have a lady from the Métis community, she'll be coming out and kind of doing celebrations as well at the event.
And you've got a big gala and awards ceremony. Do I need to register for the weekend? What do I got to do?
Yeah, so for that, essentially, there are options. If you want to take the full experience, definitely you can buy a ticket. That'll get you all in at $750, you know, plus some tax or whatnot. You can purchase a ticket just for the event alone, or, you know, you can buy a one-day pass. And a one-day pass will also give you some access to the gala event as well. So, and that's where Buffy and the celebration part will occur.
And that's through the website at IndigenousTrailblazersSummit.ca.
Correct. That is through the website.
Fantastic. Reg, thanks for taking a few minutes to come on the show. I really appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you. And I appreciate you having me.